Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
It is the next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. My name is Brad Brown. Lindsay Perry, the Comrades coach, is with us as well. Lindsay, a Comrades question, and this is one, it's not a specific question that's come through on the website, but it's one that I've heard a lot of people ask you, and I think it's probably quite important to sort of get it out of the way and discuss it now with regards to your Comrades training programs that you can get on the Comrades Marathon website. A lot of people look at those training programs and they go, okay, cool, I want to run a finisher's sort of time. I want to run in under 12, but to sort of make sure that I finish under 12, I'm going to follow the bronze program. Or vice versa, they go, well, I want to run a bronze, but to make sure that I do finish within the bronze, I'm going to follow the Bull Rowan program. How can someone go about choosing the right program for them?
Yeah, look, it's a very dangerous way of doing it because those programs are designed with the person's ability in mind. So if you are on, for example, 450 marathon, and you then decide, well, I want to have a safe bet, so I'm going to train on the sub-11 program, that quite often just proves to be too much. And therefore you get injured, and then you do even less training than what's prescribed on the finishers program, and you start to jeopardize your chance of being finished. So I always try and encourage people to train on the program that best suits their ability. Having said that, there is quite a wide gap. For example, in your sub-11 program, that encompasses everybody from 9 hours to 11 hours, and the sub-12 encompasses everybody from 11 all the way to 12 hours. So if you are in a scenario where you're slightly borderline, so you're an 11-hour to, say, an 11-hour, 15, maybe 20 at a push runner, then it's possible and probably okay to train on the sub-11 program, but to use the sub-12 training paces. So you'll do a little bit more training, but you should be doing them at a slightly slower rate so that you do allow your body to adapt and that you do then get in a little bit more training. And with that, you will probably then improve your time over the shorter distances, and then it may be possible to migrate fully onto that program. But there needs to be some sensible look at it. I mean, I get people that are hoping to finish in under 11 hours, but they're training on the silver medal program, and that's completely unrealistic, unsustainable, and we'll see you getting injured.
All right, brilliant. I think what we'll do tomorrow as well, Lindsay, is let's talk a little bit about the pacing on those training programs with regards to what you should be running the different runs at. And then I'm also keen, maybe we can do it the day after, is talking about, a lot of people are asking about the time versus distance training programs. But let's do that over the next 2 days. So come back tomorrow and we'll discuss those issues here on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We look forward to chatting again soon.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.